Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go.
Blog Talk Radio.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up, everybody? Lee Houston in the house with my brother. Brother's in the house finally. It's been a long time. It's been a while since you heard from him. Ladies and gentlemen, Reverend Greg McCray, how you doing?
I'm fine. What's going on? Sorry it's been so long, but, you know, getting back on scene. But, hey, can't go without being my favorite time of year with my favorite baby bro.
Yes, sir. He's also a host here at Wrestling Tracks. It's been a while, but he's also a worship leader. He's a pastor and everything else. He's got a lot of hats and duties. In the meantime, what was your opinion about WrestleMania?
So far, man, I truly enjoyed it. You know, some things that I didn't enjoy, but then, you know what? That's what makes wrestling good. You know, they're going to give you, just like sports, gonna give you things that you love and you don't like.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to see Tampa Bay win the Super Bowl, but they won it. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to see Roman Reigns keep the Universal title, but he kept it. But I did see Bianca Belair make history, and I loved that.
That's I like that. That's twofold right there, because on one side, it was the first time women of color main event WrestleMania. Another,
yes.
Also, is the first time in a long time the challenger wins the championship on the first try.
Yes.
Been a while.
Just a surreal little moment.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel it by looking at it when they first got in the ring. And, I mean, you could tell they hit them right then and there, both of them. But then they had to get back to the task at hand.
Yeah.
And for me, hands down, that was the best match of the whole wrestling.
Mhm. It was. Now, at the beginning, we had a little Mother Nature said, "I gotta. When you gotta go, you gotta go." But then you had to go, so we had a little rain delay. But other than that, it was all good for an hour.
Yes.
But other than that, it was all right.
Man, it was just. I hate that the rain delay happened, but you know what? You figured that was going to happen sooner or later with them having one of these shows outside.
Uh-huh.
And it just had to happen when not only the wrestlers are waiting for us to see the fans in the stands, but us as people who are watching it. It's just something different about seeing live fans as a sporting event, much less WrestleMania. You know, that was just so surreal. It was just so happy to finally see fans out there, to hear the fans live saying, "This is awesome."
Man, on top of that, they did the national anthem and everything, ready to go. We did the anthem, they did all that stuff. Okay, we're ready. Boom. Nope. We got a rain right quick.
And I wondered, I did see somebody with a poncho in the background. I'm like, hold up, what's going on with the with that poncho?
Mm-hmm.
And then they said the rain delay. But one thing I did know when I saw was seeing some people with the World Heavyweight Championship on their mask.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I didn't get one of them masks.
All right, dude. I think it's available on WWEshop.com. It should be available up there. Now, I'll tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and play this right quick. Next year, God willing, it will be right here in Dallas, Texas at the Arlington Stadium. And I think the perfect guy to host this, it's the bald-headed, beard-swelling figure jester in Texas, Ralph State, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Here is a sample of next year's WrestleMania.
They say everything's bigger here. And not to mess with us. Because this place runs deep in our hearts. Here's the bottom line. This is where the jaws will drop, the feet will stomp, the crowds will roar, and the superstars will soar. Where the roofs are blown off, asses get handed, and moments are made in the only way we know how. What? WrestleMania calls, and Dallas says, oh, hell yeah!
In my opinion, I think Austin should hold WrestleMania.
Yes, yes. I know I want to take my vacation at next year.
Yes, sir.
It's
gonna be good. Now, by the way, it's gonna be a while before tickets are available. Be ready. When they are ready, boom, we'll see you guys here in Dallas. Next year after that, we're gonna hit Cali. And question mark on 40 and up. But in my opinion, WrestleMania 50, when we get there, should be Madison Square Garden.
Most definitely, no doubt. I mean, it's too iconic enough to have it there.
Mm-hmm. I'll go across the street right quick to AEW. What do you think about them?
You know what? They had a pretty good momentum going for a while, but unless they setting up really Hangman versus Kenny Omega for the World Championship, which I think they're setting up, then it really not going nowhere. They kind of lost their momentum
mm-hmm.
to me for a little bit. But, you know, noticing they were pushing that Adam Page been undefeated in singles matches, and Kenny Omega is the champion. They was former tag team champs together, but that broke up and everything. But to me, that makes the most sense right now. It's a slow build-up, and then plus they working a little bit with Impact Wrestling. It's good to see the Good Brothers, you know, working somewhere good. But right now, it's just going through a little low moment, which, you know, it happens in wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I remember, I'm going to say this right quick. I'm going to go back to AEW one second. Years ago in the 70s, WWE had their down moment. Wrestling at the time in the 70s was like blah. You know, it wasn't exciting as it is in the 80s and the 90s. Wrestling was almost on life support in the 70s. In fact, Shane McMahon, when he was born, Vince Cilento was on the way to file bankruptcy, and Shane was born.
Wow.
They were on the way to file bankruptcy. The wrestling wasn't always popular in the 70s.
It was nowhere where it is now. What really pushed wrestling was the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
The Attitude Era.
And by the way, speaking of AEW, we're going to have a rebellion. They're going to have this really don't make sense, but we're going to have a title match at Rebellion. It's going to be the AEW World Champion, Kenny Omega, against the Impact Wrestling World Champion, Rich Swann. The winner will hold both championships.
Well, Kenny Omega basically called himself the belt collector. He's the Mexican champion.
First AEW champion, lead champion, was Chris Jericho.
Oh, yes, lead champion. Chris Jericho, man, He just know how to raise the bar of wrestling, period, everywhere he goes. He just exists.
And this dude literally lost the belt. I mean, literally lost the belt the next day.
Literally. And all the, everywhere, yes. I can't believe it.
That's your first night as world champion of a brand new company, and you lose the belt.
And to me, right now, that's the best looking belt out there. Hands down. I just like the way they designed it.
Kind of too doggone big. Where you going, every gold belt?
Hey, you want people to know, notice a big belt for a big champion.
Mm-hmm.
That just represent Chris Jericho, the champion.
Now, speaking of Chris Jericho, you can see out here on Steve Austin's podcast, Broken Saw Sessions. I found that to be amazing, how they can, Vince approved that and everything. Check it out on Peacock. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say this. It sucks. Our little corner on Peacock sucks.
I don't think I agree with you paying less for WWE Network, but no. And, I mean, I get to see some of the other shows on Peacock, but it's too hard finding where to go watch WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
When I was trying to, night two, I missed basically the whole intro of night two, trying to find a way to pull it up. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah. So what they're going to do, they're going to edit really soon. And they put the in-ring action on there, all the Raws, all the SmackDowns, all the ECWs and whatnot. They're going to edit all that really heavily. So if they don't edit, they're going to stick it out all together.
For us true wrestling fans, to go back and relive some of that stuff, why are you editing? You don't want
this. It's basically, they have a conscience nowadays. That's not appropriate. Well, at the time, isn't appropriate as hell at the time, but it's a different era.
Yeah.
That was different time, different place.
Yes, for us hardcore wrestling fanatics, that reached out to us. That's for us.
Uh-huh.
For those of us, our first memories of it, the first thing that caught my sisters to watch wrestling was, Undertaker throwing Mankind off the top of the Hell in the Cell.
Mm-hmm.
When I say it literally stopped everybody in their tracks in the house when they saw that part, I mean, literally everybody stopped and they sat down and watched the rest of the match. Come on now.
Yeah. That sucks. They're going to edit that real soon because they got, let's say you don't match our standards and practices. Bruh, at the time, yes, it was inappropriate at the time. For example, we got the Godfather was a pimp. We promote prostitution. We got Val Venus, a male adult entertainer. New Aggression era. We got what's her name? Black chick. What's her name? Shaniqua. She was a dominatrix. That was inappropriate then. It's a different era.
With the Basham brothers.
Yeah. I miss Shaniqua, by the way.
I don't think she never truly got her. I think she was a good single wrestler, but never really got the run that she deserved.
She did what, a year?
She. I don't think she really truly got her run as a single competitor.
I don't know how longevity. Her last match officially was 2004 at No Way Out.
Yeah.
The last time we used to see Shaniqua on WWE program, she was all right. She was pretty good. But at the time, the whole point of that at the time, wrestling was a different era at the time, so it appropriate
everybody
then.
Everybody
want to
be the right to censor now.
Yeah. I guarantee one thing, nowadays, we would never, ever, ever see a bra and panties match. Ever. Never, never, never.
Never.
Not in this life.
Never again.
Even if they made it PG, still not going to do that.
Ain't no way to make that PG as far as they're concerned.
Yeah. Man, that's good times. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can catch all that on Peacock. It's going to be, now, you still have your gift card. You might as well go ahead and throw that away. That's useless.
Yes.
Might as well go ahead and throw your card away. You still got it. If you have, if you not received your refund, you should have received your refund by now. It's going to be in the form of a gift card. I was surprised this is so generous. I got my refund. If you've been a subscriber for longer than a few months, you should got a refund by now.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you a way to bypass Peacock and enjoy the WWE Network as it was before. First of all, you get a VPN. Now, I'm not saying necessarily legal. I'm just saying how you can bypass it. Get a VPN. Go to WWENetwork.com. WWENetwork.com. Subscribe or resubscribe. When you're doing that, change your location to Germany. It works outside of the United States, like it originally was.
Yeah. No, I did notice they said that on the WrestleMania, only in the U.S. Watch WrestleMania on Peacock.
Uh-huh. Now, that only works for a little bit of time because eventually it's going to be all on Peacock worldwide. But for right now, the WWE Network works outside of the United States. For the time being.
That's smart. You know, people even use their, you know, other platforms to go and see shows that are not in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did one where I did it from Canada. Was able to watch some shows that they didn't have available for us here in the U.S. that I liked. I'm like, hey, come on now.
Yeah, it always sucks. Well, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, NXT goes to Tuesday night on the USA Network and the replay on Peacock the next day. AEW, Impact Wrestling is on Thursday nights. And, of course, good old SmackDown on Friday.
Man, I can't wait for NXT tonight. That's going to be good. They had a standard deliver was just great. NXT always, I think they may have one. I don't even think they had one bad takeover.
I don't think they did. It's pretty good. It's like, all right, Raw and SmackDown is no behind the scenes stuff. It's straight wrestling, like from moment to moment.
They learn. They tell a great story, an even better story with their matches and stuff. I mean, yeah. NXT is. I see why Finn Balor left WWE and went right back down.
Well, it's all WWE. Anyway, I feel you.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Greg has to go a little bit, but don't be worried. We got a full show tomorrow. And also, I'm going to find a night for him to host. He'll be host all night long. Not all night long, but for an hour. Catch him at night. I'm going to find the opening, and he'll be hosting for me. You can catch all the time you want with my brother, Greg McCray. You got any plugs you want to plug in?
Man, no. When we figure out what night, it's going to be all weekly, nightly wrestling.
Yes, sir. Well, we got to go, but I want to thank you, Greg, for joining us. By the way, Tish out tomorrow. I want to say around noon tomorrow, part two. And we'll see you guys till then.
See you tomorrow.
See you, everybody.